Australia's experience of the pandemic has been difficult, but imagine if we were a country at war, a country where 80% of our population didn't have enough food, the price of essential items had doubled, and we were already dealing with another infectious disease like cholera. This is the situation facing the people of Yemen. Muhsin Siddiqui is the Oxfam country director in Yemen and joins me now from the capital, Sana'a. Welcome to the program. This war has raged for more than 5 years and key medical infrastructure has not been immune from its devastation. How often have medical facilities been impacted, even hit during this crisis?
I think according to the figures from the Civilian Impact Monitoring Project, which records cases of armed violence that impact on civilians' health or even water facilities. It has been noted that all these facilities have been hit almost 115 occasions in just last 2.5 years. And this includes airstrikes, shelling, and a small arms fire. And on those occasions, about 100 civilians died. And another kind of, let's say, 185 people got injured in these incidents. So this is just, in just 2.5 years.
What impact has that had on the country's ability to respond to the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, as you know, that Yemen is already the world's worst humanitarian crisis. About 80% people need humanitarian aid. The 5.5 years of war has actually damaged and destroyed almost the health facilities. Only 50% health facilities are functioning, and people do not have access to even water. So in this kind of situation, the coronavirus pandemic actually has added another layer to the already catastrophic situation in Yemen. So the health facilities, they do not have the capacity to actually test. They do not have the equipment, they do not have the human resources to actually fight this coronavirus issue. And there are also even stigma associated, so people also even don't want to even report to the health care because they're not sure whether they will get treated.
Public health measures around the world have included locking down cities, keeping people indoors and closing non-essential businesses. Has any of that been possible in Yemen?
It is really, really almost very, very difficult. People are poor. They do not have an income. They have been actually facing this impact of the war for the last 5 years. So recently we spoke to one family, a 20-year-old young woman. She just expressed her frustration and nervousness and frightening, said that the coronavirus issue is giving us two very cruel choices. Either we stay at home and die from hunger, or we go out and die from the disease. And about 4 million people have been displaced, and they are living in a very, very crowded camp situation with just a plastic sheet in their shelter. And maintaining social distancing in those crowded situations is almost impossible. And since people do not have or even have very limited access to even water, so hand washing and even maintaining, you know, cleanliness is really, really difficult for them.
And what is the biggest thing stopping people from staying home? I mean, the UN continues to say Yemen is sliding towards a famine. Is that one of the issues for people, that the desperation for food as the issues compound are making all of the behaviours different?
I think there are a couple issues. The food issues, they do not have an income, and they live in a very, very difficult situation. And they are not sure if they go out, if they seek for treatment, they will be treated. So people are really, really afraid. One of our volunteers was interviewed, and he said that I go to the IDP camp and I see that people are frightened and they're actually not ready for the future or even for even tomorrow. And as you know, that Yemen is now facing another, just one third of the humanitarian response plan is currently funded. Last year, this time, the UN funding financial tracking system had like 2.6 billion in their account. But this year, they have only just 700 million, and they're going through the prioritization. So many of the programs of UN that UN support, that will be shut down. So it will be huge, there will be a kind of another catastrophe.
Thank you so much for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Muhsin Siddiqui is Oxfam Country Director in Yemen. And this is RN Drive.